I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, April 26. Coming up, Prime Minister Holness breaks ground for early childhood institution. Senate approves arbitration bill and female high school students to be exposed to career opportunities in ICT. The news in detail after the break.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging a people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running when me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness broke ground on Tuesday for the construction of an early childhood institution in his West Central St. Andrew constituency. Two schools are to be constructed under a grant-funded project by the government of China, valued at $803 million, the Olympic Gardens Infant School in St. Andrew and the Morant Estate Infant School in St. Thomas. Both schools will serve 400 students and, upon completion, will include classrooms, playing rooms, outdoor playground and other important facilities. The project is being overseen by the National Education Trust, NET. The Prime Minister says the Olympic Gardens Infant School will help to unlock the latent potential of children within the community and its environs.
This early childhood institution will be processing the minds of our youngsters, will be shaping the culture and behavior and attitudes of our young ones. And we will make that investment to do it for 50 years, 55 years, 60 years, 100 years to come.
Prime Minister Holness speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony on Tuesday. Finance Minister Audley Shaw is reporting that the second phase of the government's plan to raise the income tax threshold to $1.5 million has been successfully implemented. The first phase took effect in July last year when the annual personal tax threshold moved to $1,272. In a press release issued Wednesday, Minister Shaw outlined that as a result of the new threshold, an additional 200,000 Jamaican workers are now exempt from paying taxes. The total number of persons exempt from paying income tax is now 469,131. Meanwhile, Mr. Shaw says the shift in revenue from direct to indirect taxation is progressing well, noting that there has been an increase in GCT collection of $5.43 billion, or 7.5% in the 2016-2017 fiscal year, compared with the previous fiscal year. This increase, he says, is an indication that the increase in the PAYE threshold contributed to higher GCT revenues. The Senate has approved the arbitration bill, which seeks to provide an effective non-judicial mechanism for settling disputes between contracting parties. The bill is intended to repeal and replace the 1900 Arbitration Act, as well as facilitate domestic and international trade and commerce by encouraging the use of arbitration as a method of resolving disputes. Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the legislation will, among other things, present Jamaica as a competitive arbitration location.
We have to always keep at the forefront of our minds that we are trying to develop an international arbitration forum here. We want it to be a business for Jamaica, for people to consider it a good thing to come here and have their matters arbitrated.
The arbitration bill is based on the guidelines of the model law published by the United Nations Commission on International Trade Law, UNCTRAL. And come April 27, female high school students from across the island will be exposed to career opportunities in the field of information and communication technologies, ICT. This as Jamaica will join with the rest of the world in observance of Girls in ICT Day 2017. The students are expected to benefit from a series of activities hosted by the Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR, at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. Last year's staging of the event saw some 200 students and teachers from about 20 high schools across Jamaica in attendance. As part of the day's activities, Microsoft and the University of Technology will conduct hands-on workshops, while the two major telecommunications companies, Flow and Digicel, will set up interactive booths to ensure an even deeper level of engagement. The main goal of Girls in ICT Day is to make girls and young women aware of the vast possibilities offered by ICT and give them the confidence to pursue ICT studies and careers. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.